welcoming in a member of one of the most successful bands of the 70s. But first, let's listen to a little bit of his brand new release.
Well, I used to be crazy. Guess I've always been sad. I've been making it mainly on some luck that I had. There's a hole in my heart now where your love shouldn't go.
Well, the unmistakable voice of Jerry Beckley, longtime member of the band America with Dewey Bunnell and the late Dan Peek. They're taking a little hiatus from touring right now, and that's given Jerry a chance to put together his 10th solo album. It is called Jerry Beckley. That's the first single, Crazy. We are happy to be joined on the phone line this afternoon by Jerry Beckley.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Jerry. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Nice to talk with you.
Your 10th solo album. Are these some songs that you've had around for a while?
It's a combination. I'm always working on stuff. I was explaining a little earlier that, you know, I come from the school of you got to write 10 to get 2, but that doesn't mean the other 8 are garbage, you know. So Sometimes a song will just sit around for a while and it might need a bridge or a verse or something. But this album in particular, there's a lot of virtually new stuff that I wrote in the last year or two, but there's a few oldies in there.
Well, I was listening to a Crazy, the brand new single, and I was thinking back when you worked with Dewey and Dan, but you guys had some classic intros on songs like Sister Golden Hair, Daisy Jane, Ventura Highway. But man, I love the underappreciated cold open of Crazy.
Well, thank you. It's I'm really happy with that one. It's a nod to the Wall of Sound. You know, it's kind of a specterist thing. I got a dear friend, Brian Eichenberger, who's tours with the Beach Boys now, helping me with a ton of backing vocals for those headphones fanatics. I really recommend giving it a close listen.
Yeah, it's got that that Spectre, that Beach Boys feel, but then those lyrics sneak up on you. Realize what a poignant and powerful song this is.
Thank you. Please don't text me saying things I want to hear. You know, it obviously that's a line I didn't think I'd ever write, but it's amazing if people comment on that like it's just become part of the vernacular now, you know.
And boy, Red and Blue, that is and I know it's a song that you've had for a while, but boy, it sure is the perfect song for the times we're in today.
Well, as you can imagine, when you've toured as extensively as Dewey and I had, we've seen every version in every corner of our beautiful country. And we play the red states just as much as we play the blue states. And we always proudly like to say that we think that the music is a place where people can come together. It's one of the few areas that hopefully people can put aside some differences and share in something together.
I'm old enough that I remember the joy of opening up an album, reading the liner notes, and listening to it in the order that it was placed on that album. Do you still put a lot of thought into the sequencing of albums?
I do, because I'm old school. You know, there was obviously for years when we did vinyl, there was side one and side two, and it was a big thing about how do you open side one, and you want to end with something that makes you want to turn the album over. And I think we lost that when it switched to CD because all of a sudden all the songs were in a row and labels and artists tended to front load those records because they thought people might not get to track 10 or 12 or something. But I like to think of it as an album listening experience. I know that people have short attention span nowadays, but I'd like to think that I can catch a few people who are willing to put on some headphones and spend a few minutes listening to more than one song.
Well, I've pre-ordered my clear vinyl. I can't wait to get it. You can do the same at blueelon.com. I have enjoyed your solo work so much. Our sister station played the heck out of Tokyo, a great cut from Carousel. Loved your cover of the Walker Brothers, Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, there's a lovely cover on this one, Everybody's Talking, which is the Fred Neil classic that Harry Nilsson had such a big hit with. Harry was a dear friend. I'm very cautious about things like that. There's certain songs that I think are really kind of no-go. And Harry's version of that is obviously the icon. And in no way would I be intending to beat or top that. So, but I love the tune and it just came together. So that's why that's on there.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I'm a huge Harry Nilsson fan. And we have talked to so many people through the years who were friends, like Jimmy Webb and Mickey Dolenz, Van Dyke Parks, and others.
So you name it. That's the top three right there.
Well, I always have to ask, first of all, what do you miss about Harry?
Well, I miss everything about Harry. As those of us who are fortunate enough to know him, there's a lovely documentary called Who's Harry Nielsen and Why Is Everybody Talking About Him? And so I'm good. In that documentary. But one thing, it's an honor, actually, when we first met Harry in 71, the album had just been recorded and he heard my song, I Need You. And he asked, what are your plans for that record? And at the time we said, well, nothing, you know, the single's going to be Horse With No Name. And he said, I'd like to cut that as the follow-up to Without You. And, you know, I was just completely blown away. God, that'd be fantastic. And then, of course, Horse was a huge hit for us. We needed a follow-up. I Need You became a big hit for us. And he shelved his plans. But he always made me sit down and play that song. And he eventually did cut it many, many years later. But his voice was pretty gone by that point. I just really wish we could have heard his version when he was being produced by Richard Perry in the early 70s.
We're talking with Jerry Beckley here on Downtown. You bring up I Need You. Dewey was on with us a few years back, and he told us the story that everybody assumed I Need You would be the first single, but the record company basically knew that's going to be a hit. Let's go with something a little different for the first single, and that ended up being Horse With No Name.
Yeah, it's an interesting story because it's a lesson we learned very early on, which is sometimes, I don't like to overstate this, but sometimes it's a good idea to listen to the label. Very often you hear the other side of that story of, oh my God, I can't believe who the label talked us into doing this or that. But we played them four new songs and they just right away said, oh, it's got to be that desert song. That's got to be it. And we went, yeah, okay, fine.
What was it like for you guys working with the legendary George Martin?
George came on board on the fourth record. We knew every note and Beatle track that he had produced. It's no secret to all of us that, you know, had parsed all of those records, how important he was. We decided we needed a producer. He was the top of the list. We thought, well, all you can do is just ask and he can say no if he doesn't. And it was a perfect fit. He was looking for a new artist. We were singer-songwriters. We're not unknown. We'd had two platinum albums, but we had no idea that it would start a seven album run, including our second number one and with Sister Golden Hair. But I also like to mention that it put George back in the charts where he rightfully deserved to be. And I just think that was a wonderful thing. It was such a win-win, you know, that term. It was great for us and it was great for George.
Well, I wanted to bring up another, I think, underrated, overlooked album. It was so terrific. The album you did with Robert Lamb and the late Carl Wilson, Like a Brother.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. It was about 6 years of recording. And as you, I'm sure, know, it had such tragic ending in that near the end, we were almost done, but Carl was diagnosed and we lost Carl within about a year. So the album was virtually done, but it's such a bittersweet thing. And to hear this, obviously your mind skews to that saddest of stories. But what I like to remind everybody is while we were making it and what you hear on tape was just the greatest of time. Three dear friends, love each other, toured with each other extensively over the years. And the reason it took 6 years, because each of our three groups were so busy on the road, it was just very hard to find the time. It wasn't like three perfectionists trying to get, you know, we were just having a hard time finding the time. But it's a lovely album. I'm very proud of it.
Your name has come up a lot on the show because one of our good friends on the program is Bill Mumy.
Yeah, he's one of my good and oldest friend, Bill Mumy. Mumy came to our very first shows at the Hollywood at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Strip and became close, tight friend. As you know, co-collaborator, has written quite a bit with Dewey and I and still speak with Moom all the time. We love him.
The cover photo on the album is terrific. Was that your son who took that picture?
Joe Beckley is a successful photographer here in Los Angeles. And when I can squeeze some time into his busy schedule, I'm actually trying to get over there and do some more shots because, first of all, for obvious reasons, he understands me. but it's a beautiful picture. And we just wanted one image rather than a bunch of things. And I'm really proud of his work, proud of him. More importantly, and I'm honored to have that be the image for the album.
Well, speaking of photography, I love your photos through the years from the road.
I started shooting at the birth. Actually, I shot film for many, many years, but when the email started, I started sending a daily photo out of my hotel window to my friends and family. Nothing to do with internet or likes or streaming, but it was a way. The number one question you get is, where are you today? You know, because it's so hard to keep track. So I thought, I can take a picture out of my window and send it to my wife and kids. And so for 20 years, that's what I did, just one photo, and it was out the window of the hotel. And after a while, I started to kind of get the hang of it and started walking around. And so now I shoot every morning. I won't shoot this morning because I'm doing some interviews, but I shoot and post every day.
The new album, Jerry Beckley, drops officially tomorrow. What I've heard from it is great. Can't wait to hear the rest of it. Jerry, I've loved your work for so many years. Great to have the chance to talk with you today. We wish you much success with the album.
Thank you very much, man. Nice talking with you.